Welcome to the Wishing You Well podcast, your weekly dose of health and wellness inspiration and ideas to help you to live your best, healthiest, and most wonderful life. I'm your host, Maria Patrick. I'm a health and wellness coach, and I work with individuals and groups to improve their health through exercise, nutrition, and lifestyle improvements. Every week, I bring you a story ripped out of the headlines, which we can connect with in some inspirational way to bring wellness into our lives. Today, we kick off season 3 of my podcast. I am excited to say that every week it is being listened to in new countries around the world, which shows us that wellness is universal and we can find unity in knowing that so many of us have made healthy living a priority. You've heard it said before, and we are going to explore the concept together today. Failing to plan is planning to fail. It's quite a popular saying that emphasizes the importance of planning ahead in order to achieve success. What happens if you don't properly plan ahead or make a plan for something? You are more likely to encounter difficulties, challenges, failure, and possibly even despair. When you have a well-thought-out plan, it increases your chances of accomplishing your goals and what you set out to do. That brings us to something that happened recently. It caused quite a loud stir. Failure to plan is planning to fail. CBS, I'm talking to you. The television network CBS aired a recording of one of Billy Joel's concerts at Madison Square Garden in New York City, where he's had a residency. He's played there once a month for the last 10 years. It was considered a very big deal for the network, a great get against their competitors. There are so many of them now when you're competing against not only other television networks, but also all of the streaming channels. CBS had promoted the concert special for months, calling it the 100th Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena run of all time. I was tuned in, as were millions of others. It was something that my husband and I had been looking so forward to. We are longtime fans. You can even call us lifetime fans, because we were both kids when we each bought our first Billy Joel album back in the 1970s. And concert tickets are so expensive now. It isn't always easy to get tickets, and it's hard to get to and from the venues. So I think that when they make concerts accessible to a global viewing audience, it's a precious gift. Well, that gift ended up causing much disappointment when, towards the end of the airing of the concert on television, CBS abruptly cut the show off in the middle of a song. Of all songs, Billy Joel's incredibly iconic and famous and much beloved Piano Man. It was the final chorus of the song, and the cameras were panning to the thousands of concertgoers in their Billy Joel 100th t-shirts, standing and singing in unison with each other and with the Piano Man himself to the words they know so well and love so much. It was an abrupt and unceremonious ending to the concert in order for the network to switch to local news, and it left the viewers fuming. And in typical modern-day fashion, they took to social media to express their anger. They could not believe that after waiting for so long and watching for 2 hours, that the local news couldn't wait a bit longer. They couldn't believe that CBS had made the decision to pull the plug on the concert before it ended. I'm no psychic, but I had a feeling that something like that would happen as soon as I realized that CBS had chosen to air the Billy Joel concert on the same night as the Masters golf tournament. If you're a golf fan and you're a Masters fan, you probably know that historically the Masters tournament runs long. There are rain delays, high winds, and in the end, when the competition's over, the long walk to the clubhouse for the winner to don the green jacket and be interviewed by Jim Nance. I don't recall a year that the Masters has ever ended at the scheduled time. So you couple that with the fact that CBS followed the Masters broadcast with not only an episode of 60 Minutes, but also a full airing in its entirety of one of their new dramatic shows called The Tracker. And the next thing you know, the start of the Billy Joel concert was delayed by 30 minutes. If a television layperson like myself could predict a scheduling snafu, why couldn't the execs at the CBS television network? Failing to plan is planning to fail. CBS has since apologized to the millions of outraged concert viewers. They issued a statement saying, "A network programming timing error ended the Billy Joel special approximately 2 minutes early in the Eastern and Central time zones. We apologize to Mr. Joel, his fans, our affiliated stations, and our audience whose viewing experience was interrupted during the last song. Due to the overwhelming demand from Billy Joel's legion of fans, CBS ended up rebroadcasting in its entirety the Billy Joel 100th Live at the Madison Square Garden concert." Network programming timing error. So I guess that's another way of saying that they failed to plan. Have you ever been caught flat-footed after failing to plan? How has it impacted your life? I have a friend who does all of his Christmas shopping on December 24th. The shelves are typically bare by then. Every year, he's unable to find the things that are on his wife's and his daughter's wish lists, and he ends up wrapping up boxes filled with disappointment and putting them under the tree. Failure to plan. Maybe you've learned your lesson the hard way, like running out of gas in your car, or not having any more toilet paper in your house when you need it, or letting your bank account get overdrawn, or not having a bill paying plan to keep the lights and the heat on. When it comes to our health, one of the best ways we can plan ahead is to adopt the habit of meal planning. This is something I've been doing for quite a while. I started it actually for reasons that had nothing to do with my health or the health of my family. It was because I was regularly finding myself running around the grocery store with my hair on fire, ping-ponging back and forth across the aisles, trying to figure out what I was going to cook, and haphazardly trying to recall, to the best of my memory, the ingredients that I would need. I had gone to the store completely unprepared, no idea what meals I was going to make, a vague recollection of what was left in my fridge, freezer, and pantry, and a shopping list that was as useless as my friend's Christmas list. I am actually very embarrassed to tell you that I operated like this for quite a while before I changed my wicked ways. I actually wasn't a health coach yet when I operated like this. What does it mean to meal plan? If you're already doing this, you know the answer. But please stay tuned anyway, because we will soon be talking about the many benefits to our health of meal planning. Meal planning will change your life for the better once you start doing it. It's easier than you think. Here are my tips for getting started. First, you'll want to figure out what your health and nutrition goals are. Perhaps you want to increase your energy levels, or maybe sleep better, or lose weight, or your doctor has suggested certain foods to improve your health. I suggest building your meal and snack plan around your health. For instance, someone who needs more energy could benefit from adding bananas and avocados into their shopping cart. Are you working on improving your sleep? Be sure to add in some kiwi fruit. Doctor said you need to balance your blood sugar? Fresh or frozen berries and a bag of dried lentils will do the trick. Start with your health in mind and continue the meal planning from there. Next, you'll want to create a weekly menu by planning your meals for the week ahead of time. Try to think it all through, your breakfasts, your lunches, your dinners, and your snacks. Think about your schedule and whether you'll be eating any meals out, whether you'll be cooking for guests. This is a one-and-done effort, and what I mean by that is that once you create a great meal plan, you can do as I do and use that same grid each week. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can make it easier on yourself by dedicating certain days of the week, like Meatless Monday, Taco Salad Tuesday, and a soup and stew sundae. Then each week you can change it up a bit, subbing in the food items that are on sale that week or trying a new recipe that you saw in a magazine or on TV. Take a page out of my playbook and check your inventory while you are meal planning. Take stock of what ingredients you already have at home and try to use up what you have. This will help you avoid buying duplicates. If you've ever been like me and had too many boxes of pasta on your shelf or too many cans of beans in your pantry, you know how important it is to take an inventory before you create your meal plan and before you create your grocery list and get to the store. Once you've figured out what you want or need to eat and what ingredients you'll need for each recipe, it's time to make your shopping list. Based on your planned meals and your inventory check, create a shopping list of items you need to buy. Not only will this help you stick to your list and avoid impulse purchases, but like your menu for the week, you can use the same shopping list every week and just make changes, subs, as you add in and out certain recipes. So once you've done the important work of coming up with your meal plan, now you can have some fun by taking your planning to the next level by doing some advanced prep. This is when I put on my favorite Spotify music playlist or watch a movie on my iPad or catch up on my soap opera while I prep my ingredients in advance. I start by cleaning and chopping my vegetables and marinating the proteins and pre-cooking the rice and quinoa. What a huge time saver this is. You will be so grateful on busy days that you spent a little time doing this. Put everything in glass storage containers, and when it comes time to cook a meal or grab a snack, everything will be there waiting for you. So now here's the content you've been waiting for. The health benefits of meal planning. Planning your meals allows you to level up your nutrition by ensuring you are getting enough nutrients into your diet. You're going to make sure that the foods in your meals are including vitamins and minerals and macronutrients like proteins and fats and carbs. Meal planning will also help you with your portion control because you're going to buy just what you need. You will be predetermining your portions, which means you're less likely to overeat, which will help with weight management as well as your digestion. Meal planning can save you some bucks, keeping you on budget, because planning meals can help you save money by buying ingredients in bulk, reducing your wasted food, and avoid last-minute expensive takeout and delivery options. What my family does is that we stock up when our favorites are on sale and we put them in the freezer. It's great knowing that there are chicken tenders, a pork tenderloin, several bags of broccoli florets, and a mushroom flatbread waiting in my freezer whenever I need them. When you plan your meals in advance, you're more likely to make healthier food choices compared to spontaneous decisions, which may lean towards convenience foods that are often high in calories, sugars, and unhealthy fats. When you plan ahead and stock up on healthy snacks like nuts and popcorn and veggies and hummus, and if you containerize these items to make them easily visible and accessible, you are less likely to drown yourself in a bag of chips or a carton of ice cream. My refrigerator always is filled with glass containers that are labeled with my label maker, and I keep one that always has carrots, one that always has celery, one that always has berries, one that always has chopped onions. It makes it so much easier when I need to cook or snack. Meal planning can save you time, especially during busy weeknights, since you already know exactly what you're going to cook. The ingredients have already been purchased and have already been chopped and pre-prepped and ready to go. And lastly, but not least, knowing what's for dinner is going to alleviate a big stressor in your life. You don't have that stress of deciding what to eat, and you don't have the stress of worrying how long it's going to take to prepare or wondering if you have everything on hand. This is going to come especially in handy after a long, busy day when you're hungry. Meal planning is going to do so much to help you along on your health journey. It's going to make it easier to stick to your health goals. The opposite of failing to plan is creating a plan, implementing it, and using it to guide you and keep you on track. Gone will be the last-minute fast food drive-thrus. You'll have to let your favorite DoorDash delivery person know that you really love them, but you'll be seeing less of them. And by planning ahead today, you'll be doing something that your future self will thank you for. If only the CBS television network planned as well as you are going to. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow and subscribe to this podcast. Give it a rating and a review, share it with others, and sign up for my mailing list for notification of future episodes. You can use the comments section and or the links in the description box to start a dialogue with me. I am here for you every step of the way, and I'm happy to assist you with planning meals, which will improve your life and help your health. And as always, I am wishing you well.